Today, our scripture, Job chapter 26, verse 10. He spreads out the northern skies over the empty space. He suspends the earth over nothing. He wraps up the waters in his clouds, and yet the clouds do not burst under their weight. He covers the face of the full moon, spreading his clouds over it. He marks out the horizon on the face of the waters for a boundary between light and darkness.
O Lord, you are the mighty God who spreads out the northern skies over empty space. You are the God who covers the face of the full moon with your clouds. Blessed be your holy name forever. You are the God who created the universe with one word from your wondrous mouth. I bow low before you. Your ways are beyond my understanding, Lord. I know that there is nothing beyond your capabilities. And so I ask you today with a quivering heart that you revive me and that you create in me into the image of King Jesus. Amen.
Do you take the Lord for granted? He hung the stars in space and keeps them in motion. Contemplate his handiwork in nature.
Today's action. Look around your world today. Look at the skies, the trees, the clouds, the earth. All these things are God's handiwork and design. Bow before him and thank him, for he is the God who restores all things. Today's treasure is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, 24 through 26. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, and he who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who makes all things, who stretches out the heavens all alone, who spreads abroad the earth by myself, who frustrates the signs of the babblers and drives the diviners mad, who turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolishness, who confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers, and who says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up her waste places.
Well, we've reached the end of January. We're still in revival. And I have to ask you, where are you, my friends? Are you feeling a revival in your life yet? Are you even feeling the Spirit in your life? This is the longest part of our devotional series, and it will continue until the end of May on revival. And if you're not feeling revival or not seeking it, I would suggest as we go into the next month, you spend more time in prayer and more time on your knees. We all need revival. The times are dark, the world is growing cold. As we enter into the next months, spend more time with the Lord.